So this is what happened. So normally I'll just kind of give you guys a little. So I'll start with something like, you know, oh God, tonight we talk about something, you know, and then when I get to kind of the music gets to a certain point and I say, but first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty.
Yes.
I used to pre-record this. I don't anymore. I do it live now. And I have the Zoom. They're on Zoom, just like you and I are on Zoom. They're all on Zoom. And there are like 18 million hosts.
Yes.
Of But First, just like Survivor's Ready.
But First and Second. I have them and Third all, and Fourth and Fifth and Sixth.
Exactly. I have them all muted.
Yes.
While I'm doing the intro. And then because Fatty likes to talk over the intro.
Yes, he does.
Is another thing. Everyone else would probably behave and be quiet as I do when you're doing the intro to Mix Minus. No, not Fatty. So I use the mute button. I mute them. No big deal. This is what happens last night. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty.
We didn't just start everyone. Talking right now. But first, just because I
did this. How are we talking right now?
I really should be calling.
Aww.
I'm just going to mute them until they decide to behave. Hello, everyone, and welcome to But First.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online.
I'm just going to mute them until they decide to behave.
Yes.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3408 of the BFO for right the 26th of February 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and more so-so questions. Big Fatty! Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well, y'all, your moonies, because Tamari Saturday the 27th, y'all, it's the full moon. It's the snow moon, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's anything but a snow moon here in Fat Acres, because y'all, I think this weekend we're going up to the upper 70s. We may even be, as the weather rat would say, knocking on the door of 80 degrees, Big Fatty. So, put on your snow bonnet and get out your snowshoes for the snow moon, Big Fatty. And they also need to send in their snow questions. No, Big Fatty, you see what I did there? Yeah, it wasn't very good. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, he's probably already finished celebrating his special day. Y'all, he's down there in the future. Y'all been in the hospital here lately. And I think he thought he had fat scratch fever, Big Fatty. Y'all, many, many times at the Pride 48. Y'all, first time I met him, first Pride 48, he was sobbing, Big Fatty was just sobbing. Anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than Adi Cruiser. And y'all, I do understand he is home from El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. Y'all, and then on Sunday, this first person, y'all met him many times at the G'days and at pool parties and things of this nature. Y'all, it used to be on the QCast Connecticut and the QCast Connection. It's none other than Michael Cantaloupe. Big Fatty, we love R.T. Cruiser and Michael Cantaloupe. It's true. And evidently, Michael Cantaloupe is trying to go to China for something. Big Fatty, is he going to pick up a virus? No, I don't think so. Y'all, the next celebration of Eggs and Birth Canal on Sunday, y'all met him for the first time last time we were down there in Lost Wages in 2019. Y'all, he's the husband of the one and only blonde guy, Jay. Y'all, it's Martin. Big Fatty, we love Martin. And y'all, Martin was just as nice as he could be. But y'all, the big personalities at Pride 48, you know, they can be hard on the best of us. So anyway, Martin, we hope you have a Big Fatty. I hope he gets a big candle to blow out. And y'all then, also on Sunday, y'all, this person was born on the 29th, on the leap day, so he celebrates, I guess, on the 28th. Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Colonnade dinners in Atlanta. Y'all, it is Eric, that's Peter Polymus' husband. We love Eric, and y'all, so if you see R.T. Cruiser, Michael Cantaloupe, Blind Guy Jay or Martin, or Peter Potamus or Eric, wish him a happy piece of cake!
Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
So nice to hear Alex live. Well, you know what? We have to send Alex a little something, see if he can tickle the ivories for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're a whore. I am a whore. But, you know, we haven't heard from Dells in Dallas and, you know, Mike Johnson, who's an accomplished pianist. He's not stepped forward to do the 1982 World's Fair music for me either. Big Fatty, like I said, you're a whore. Anyway, y'all, what was I going to say? Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, you know, I'd had that big club sandwich for lunch. And y'all, I will admit I got into the dark chocolate M&M peanuts. And y'all, they're delicious, just delicious. And but y'all, I just ate a little something for my supper. And y'all, then I was on the horn, with Mr. Tim Kumo. And y'all, go on over there to the BFO. I don't know if you'll notice the differences because he's done such a good job of recreating, but in a more computer happy website for the BFO. Y'all, it looks pretty much the same, but we've made some changes over there. Y'all, I went through and updated the little shows and all, and y'all just took out the ones that they gone to heaven, gone to glory, And y'all checked everything and made sure all the WWWs worked. And y'all, I'm just pleased as punch. Pleased as punch with the way it looks. We were, I guess we were on the horn probably about an hour and a half, maybe a little, something like that. And, y'all, there were a few little hiccups that Big Fatty sent an e-letter to Mr. Tim Kumal on Thursday. And, y'all, believe it or not, he gave such good directions, even Big Fatty was able to figure it out. Big Fatty was a season of miracles. Who knew? Y'all... I really am tickled pink. Y'all, I got an e-letter. Let me just go ahead. Slept well on a Wednesday night. Woke up about 5 a.m. in the morning. I said, no, and ended up getting up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning. But y'all, I'd had an e-letter from the Shy Yeti that he still couldn't hear Poodle's little show from the superb Owl. Big Fatty, you were just trying to keep people from listening to quality. Well, anyway, it's been corrected, and y'all, you can go listen. I've listened twice. Big Fatty, you don't need to overdo it. Y'all, I'm just pleased. And y'all, there are going to be a few more little problems here and there. Y'all, I went through and just updated everything over there at the BFO. And like I say, I'm just pleased as punch. And I was working on a lot of that stuff while Miss Gail King was on. Y'all couldn't get the Sudoku today. I don't know what I did wrong, but I did it. And one thing I forgot to tell you, y'all, yesterday I'm sitting here after I recoded, and y'all, there's a knock at the door, and y'all, I open the door, and there's a box of flowers. There was a box of flowers there, and I went, oh, who sent Big Fatty a box of flowers? And, y'all, I can count on one hand how many times I've received flowers in my life, or that I can remember anyway. And, y'all, it was tulips. Big Fatty, now I should have known you would have gotten tulips. Well, I could use tulips, but these were tulips. You know, that's those... Amsterdam, Australia flowers. Yes, Big Fatty, with the windmills, and y'all, they're just gorgeous. Y'all, they were from my friend the Nep out there in the Laguna Beach. Y'all, he just wanted to say thank you for being my lifelong friend. And y'all, this is a nice thing. I wasn't expecting anything. Y'all, it's hard to surprise people nowadays. And y'all, they're just gorgeous. I'll take a picture. They were still in buds, but once they start blooming, I'll take a picture and I'll put it up over there at the BFO. And anyway, it should just be just lovely. But y'all, I went out, did my morning nipple walk, ran around the big circle. Y'all, Crooked Hat on backwards, but y'all, he was with a guy that had a man bun, so I didn't really notice the hat. You know, man buns men's body hair ought to be a topic over there at the Gayish, but you know, I don't give them the good duckies, so I can't suggest a topic for them. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. After that, I had my share. I was going to run down to the Von's East again. Y'all, I forgot to get the half and half to make my quiche, but that's okay. I'm not in a hurry to do it. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show. And astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And, Jay, thank you so much for fucking it up again. You know, it's so-so question month, so it's a so-so bumper, and it's incorrect. You know, I don't blame you for not redoing it, because who really cares? Y'all, speaking of so-so questions, y'all, we've gotten quite a few in, so we'll be going into next week before we're able to answer all of them, that's for sure. But y'all, I've got a couple of them here. Let's see. The first one today is from DJ Ron. And he says, Big Fatty. DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. It says, Big Fatty, do you sleep on the right side of the bed, the left side of the bed, or smack dab in the middle? Ron and DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And thank goodness you got it in February, because that absolutely is a so-so question. And, I start out on the right side of the bed. This is as I'm laying in the bed. You didn't specify if you were looking at the bed or laying in the bed. But I start out on the right-hand side towards center, but I keep the left-hand side of the electric camisole a little bit warmer, so my feeties are kind of over on that area. I kind of sleep diagonal. It's more center to left. And I can't imagine why in the hell you'd want to know that, but so be it. And so there you have it. Y'all, we got another so-so question here from Jimmy Farmer. That Jimmy Farmer, you know, he and Pokey, they love to lurk. In fact, you know, it'd be nice if Jimmy Farmer or Pokey had a short story. Y'all, Short Week's coming up, and I don't have many short stories at all. Dr. Stone said, oh, well, didn't you ask a short question on the census? Y'all, once again, you expect me to go back and look at these census again. But y'all, I read the short stories. They would be old short. And you know, that just dries out and turns white. Beep! Jimmy Farmer says, oh, hey, everybody, long-time lurker, second-time e-letterer, Jimmy Farmer here, just wanted to ask you a so-so question. When you change the toilet paper, do you hang it overhand, underhand, or leave it on the back of the tank? Thank you for all the entertainment, laughter, and occasionally a tear or two over the years. Much love to you. First of all, Jimmy Farmer, thank you so much for de-lurking and participating. Always lovely when that happens. And I'm going to have to refer this question to the judges. And we'll await a ruling from the so-so question desk, but I believe this question has been asked before. But you know, a so-so question asked again is double so-so. So if it has been asked before, you would get double. Double entry, Big Fatty. Now everybody will send in the same shit. No, that'll be determined by the so-so question desk. But absolutely a so-so question and over. That's the only way I believe Kathy Marshall would agree that under is just no, and sitting on the back, that's an outhouse. Big Fatty, y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget, when you wake up Monday morning, it's rabbit, and Monday is also lion or lamb, and I've got more to say about that. But Adam, what do you got to say about February?
I'm just going to mute them until they decide to behave.
Yes. Big Fatty, that was the most so-so ending to the month. You fucked it up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.